Tiger Woods made history again yesterday. He won the Masters by 2 strokes over David Duval to become the first golfer in history to hold all 4 major professional titles, the Masters, U.S. Open, British Open, and PGA, at the same time. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
So where does this rank? I guess, you know, it's not been done before.
Bob, I really think it is, without question, the greatest achievement in the history of golf. As you say, no one had ever won 4 straight major championships. In fact, Ben Hogan in 1953 is the only man to win even 3. I mean, we're talking about Jack Nicklaus, who never won more than 2, Arnold Palmer never won more than 2, the whole list. And at a time like this, when the competition is probably greater than it's ever been, and the pressure and the media attention being what it is, for him to win 4 in a row, I think it ranks up with among the greatest achievements in the history of sports, whether you're talking Mark McGwire's 70 home runs or Pete Sampras winning 7 Wimbledons in 8 years. You can go down the list, but it's right there on that list.
And he had to work for it this time.
Yes, he really did. It was really extraordinary out there yesterday because you had Phil Mickelson and David Duval, who arguably are the next 2 best players in the world, chasing him all day, pulling even with him at times, but never getting ahead of him. Every time Duval or Mickelson would pull even on the back nine, Woods came up with an answer for it. Or they both made mistakes bogeying the 16th hole, but then he closed them out with that remarkable birdie on the 18th hole. It was really great theater out there. It wasn't just sports, it was theater because it was so dramatic.
And Duval and Mickelson have to be playing thinking that maybe they don't have all of their relatives cheering for them.
You know, it's really the thing that I think is toughest for both of them is they're older than Tiger. Mickelson's 30, Duval's 28, Tiger's only 25, and neither one of them has won a major championship yet. And as great as they are, as much money as they've made, they both have to be thinking, where's our opening? They both play great throughout the week, and yet there's this wall that they can't get through that's about 6'1 and 185.
And what's he got besides ability anyway, huh?
Well, you know, I've always maintained, as have some others, that the greatest athletes, not the good, the very good, the excellent, the greatest, have a little bit of a mean streak in them. Jack Nicklaus had it. I think that if you talk about any of the great athletes in any sport, Michael Jordan certainly had it. They want to step on your neck. And they'll do anything they have to do to beat you. I guarantee you, Tiger Woods did not spend 1 second last night thinking, oh, it's really too bad that Phil and David haven't won a major yet. He is so focused on getting his job done and on beating whatever or whomever the opponent is that nothing gets in his way. And the really, really great ones have that.
I guess all that's left for him is to sweep them all in the same year and resolve all the Grand Slam questions.
Yeah, well, the U.S. Open comes up, of course, in Tulsa in June, and then the British Open and the PGA. If he wins those 3 in a row, they might as well just retire the sport. I think right now he's proven he's the greatest golfer of all time. He hasn't got the career numbers yet, but his accomplishments are so dominant. They're just on another level. But to even bring up whether this is a Grand Slam or not almost demeans this achievement, because what he's done, as I said, is greater than anything anybody else has done in golf, and why can't we just leave it at that?
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of The Majors.